This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hello, fellow sleuths. Lauren Shippen here. Thank you so much for listening to the first season of Maxine Miles. I loved gathering clues with you, sneaking around Hastings, and solving the mystery of the missing teen. Last week, we released the finale of season one, and you had to choose between three possible endings. Or maybe you listened to all of them. Through several polls we ran before and after the episodes dropped, and tracking listens on each episode over the past week, I'm excited to say that there was a clear favorite out of the three endings. I am about to get spoilery here, so if you haven't listened to the whole season yet, turn this off and come back later. Okay, let's continue. The most chosen ending was ending C, The Poisoned Mine. What does it mean that the majority of listeners chose this ending? Well, it means that this is now the canonical ending to season one. The other endings will stay in the feed, so you can always listen and theorize about how else things could have gone. But when season two begins, we'll be jumping off from the end of The Poison Mine. Riley is safe, but at what cost? What happened to Ross? Will Ransom find out that he has a son? What is Miss Honeywell up to? And what will Max do now that she knows the mayor of Hastings is corrupt? We have no official schedule for season two yet, but rest assured, these questions will be answered and a dozen more will pop up in their place. For now, you've chosen the direction of the story, and now we'll all have to face what comes next for Max together. Thank you so much for listening and for choosing, and keep curious.